Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for a Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
As well as financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, Lori, we're going to talk about being financially prepared for retirement and 8 steps to take.
Oh, good.
So we're going to talk about, give some good advice today. But first, I want to start off by saying that, 44% of Americans want to boost their savings in a recent survey, but 27% of them stopped saving in 2020. They just couldn't afford to save anymore. They quit, or I don't know. The economy was in turmoil. Who knows?
A lot of people were out of work because of the COVID pandemic, and, there's still people that are out of work or having reduced hours or having to change careers. So, a lot of people stopped saving, and that's a hard thing.
Whether you're paying for health care, adding to a college savings account, or investing in the stock market, making smart financial decisions over time can help you ultimately achieve your financial goal. We're going to try to help people do that, talk about that, how to do that, Lori. And, some of the negative things about it we can overcome and help. But anyway, let's talk about building an emergency fund. Even if it's...
Is this number one of the 8 things we can do to prepare for our retirement? Okay, number one.
Number one is build an emergency fund. And that doesn't mean a great big fund. You don't have to have thousands of dollars in it. Everybody needs an emergency fund. My wife believes in emergency funds, even if it's only $50 in it.
It can be whatever you can afford, but one rule of thumb is try to have 6 months' worth of expenses put away somewhere where you're just not going to touch it unless it's just an absolute dire emergency. And, if you can't develop that all at once, it's a financial goal. It's one of those things that, there are things that you should try to do.
Well, they've actually lowered that down to 3 months now.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 months emergency fund should be, and maybe that's because of the economy, what's going on. But if you can put 3 months back into an emergency fund, you're considered being on your way to success.
It's a good cushion.
Yes, and you got to do that. And we have some funds that are liquid. We have funds that give more than just current interest rates that you get in CDs and things like that. You get good rates, market-like returns. We have funds that do that, and they're liquid, and we have funds that we put them in there.
Right. We just have to find the one that's right for you, depending on your time frame and, how much you're trying to work with. So, this number one is very important.
Number two is kind of confusing. It says make a CD ladder. And what's a CD ladder? It says different times start a CD, different interest rates. But we've got a counter for that, Gary, don't we?
Yeah, we can use what we call a multi-year guaranteed annuity. It's called a MIGA. And typically right now, interest rates in a MIGA are much, much higher than what you can get in a CD. That's the difficulty with CDs right now. CDs are a safe place to put your money. You can't lose your principal. And the only danger would be if the bank or the financial institution that you bought your CD from were to fold. And same's true with a MIGA, but you know, the idea is to put something in a guaranteed account with a guaranteed interest rate that is not going to change over the period of time that you want to leave it in there.
We encourage our radio program listeners to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to learn more about these options and to take advantage of the offer for a complimentary, customized consultation. Just pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend, at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And while we're at home sleeping, feel free to go to AskJimBird.com. It's AskJimBYRD. That's our website that has information on many of the topics that we talk about here on the radio station. And depending on what time frame is convenient for you, go on there. There's a space to leave a question. We're happy to answer your questions. I think we just mentioned this, but we'll do a 10-15 minute phone consultation for someone anytime with any questions you have to ask. Just
sure.
Feel free to call us and get myself or Jim or Tully or Victoria. We'll all be happy to answer your questions.
If you feel frisky, call Gary at midnight.
Don't you dare call me at midnight. First of all, I won't answer the phone.
That's Jim's joke. Stick to financial advice. Jim, what's number two for building your retirement? Number three? Okay, sorry. Number three.
Save 20% of your income. Now, folks, when I coming up, just like you, a young couple, I found it hard to save 20% of income. In fact, it took everything I made to live on, you know, at the time. But, you know, as I got older, it got easier, and I set yourself disciplined to set aside the savings first. But you want to make sure you invest that smartly, not just in today's rates, less than 1% or so. It just seems like it grows very fast. We've got some things you can put it in there and get a high return on your money, on your dollar, and keep it just as liquid or more liquid, actually, than a CD.
And you should be diversified. You know, we always talk about life insurance as a component of part of your savings. And, you know, compared to a 401k or an IRA, we'll talk about this maybe after we finish our eight here, but you could be contributing too much to your IRA, which could automatically make your Social Security benefits taxable in retirement. So 20%, that's, like you said, that's a pretty high number for people. I think when I was working, my target was around 14%. Right. And even that's high for some people raising a family, but it you just have to develop a financial plan to see what percentage is right for you.
Well, you got to do it first. The thing about it is to do it first at an automatic deposit out of your checking account, income. Thank you.
Right.
I couldn't get that word out.
That's okay.
Out of your income first. If you do that first, you find yourself, you might not miss the money down the road as much. Just have it automatically even if it's a CD or anything you got going into a savings account.
Right.
In there, and you won't miss it as bad. But you get used to it down the road and living on that less money, you can do it, folks. But you've got to do that because that's for retirement. If you don't do it right now, you may find yourself got to do more and more money down the road, and it's going to be harder and harder to do. But do something. If you can't do 20%, do something.
Right. And one thing that I don't even see on this list, but find a good financial advisor. Find someone that you can bounce your ideas off of. You know, we have people come in all the time and ask us all kinds of questions about what's right for me. You know,
right.
Is the stock market right for me? Is insurance right for me? Is a savings account or a CD product right for me? What it varies for everyone that comes into our office. But the important thing is go find a coach. And I say this on the radio quite often. I use Tiger Woods as an example. Tiger Woods did not get to be a fantastic golfer by not having someone watch what he was doing, observe it, and say, hey, here's a little something you can tweak. And that's what we offer, folks. Let us come in or come in and let us take a look at where you are and show you how you might tweak some things. And, you know, it's not just one meeting. We have clients that have been with you for 20 years.
That's right. Well, Tiger Woods, speaking of him, he had coached it all along the way. You don't just get a coach and then go out and win tournaments and stop the coaching. You got to have it all along the way, because events happen in your life, things change, you lose a spouse, something like that. You got to have coaching all along the way of what to do. You can't prepare for every situation in life, so you have to, you know, take it as it comes.
You have to have, in our case, you know, we call it financial advisors, because we help you look at where you are and help you continue to move towards where you want to be. That doesn't mean you're not going to have to make changes along the way, because who could have predicted a COVID outbreak last year, which shut our economy down, put a lot of people out of work, caused people, like we started about talking, to not be able to save this year. So, you know, it's important to have someone that you trust and you can call and say, hey, what do you think I ought to do now? Hey, here's the fourth one. I don't like the fourth one. I'm going to let you take that one. Look at number four.
Well, determine your retirement budget. That's what you've got to do.
Oh, we hate that.
Well, that's where we come in, Gary.
Yeah.
Helping you determine a budget, retirement budget, what you need for retirement, how much you think you're going to need to retire on. See, now that's an infinite number. That's going to be hard to tell.
That's why you sit down with a potential client after we offer them a complimentary consultation, and you can learn about their situation, their lifestyle, their goals, their dreams, and then customize a plan for how much they need.
That's an ever-changing goal.
So we encourage folks to call Safe Harbor Financial Services and take advantage of that offer to sit down and figure these things out. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And here's something you can do on our website, AskJimBird.com. Just type in the word retirement worksheet or retirement budget calculator. That'll give us your email address, and we'll send it to you free of charge. You know, it's something that you can do on your own, but if you have a starting point, we're happy to help you with that.
Retirement budget calculator?
I'm sorry, retirement budget worksheet.
Okay.
Just put retirement calculator, retirement budget. We'll know what you mean. If that thought comes to you at 11 o'clock at night, hey, you know, some people are up watching shows at 11 o'clock at night buying Ginsu knives. I don't know if those are still on the market, but there's financial advice on the internet all the time. So, yeah, if you're up, go to our website. Just type in retirement calculator, retirement budget, and we'll get that out to you, and it'll be a start for you.
Mm-hmm. That's AskJimBird.com.
Yes.
I used to be up that late until I got old, Gary.
Well, I'm rarely up past 9 o'clock, so if you call me right now at 10 o'clock, chances are you're not going to talk to anybody but my answering phone.
We had a couple come in the other day, and they had their worksheet completely filled out. Everything was done. It made it easy for us to sit down and talk to them and come up with some ideas. And you do that ahead of time, it's great, Laurie. Come in there and have it pre-filled out, you know, your budget and what you want to spend, how much you can save, and things like that. But the next one, number five, is set a retirement savings goal. And that kind of follows suits with determining your retirement budget. But you've got to, how much can you actually save right now? I mean, we don't expect everybody to save 20%, but what can you feel very comfortable in saving?
Right.
And it may be more than you think. You know, you can put aside $50, something, you know, a week, or $50 a month into something. But as long as you do something, you got to do something in savings, and then increase that as you go along, perhaps. You'll find yourself in a great position one day, say, you know, man, I've got quite a bit of money saved up for retirement, you know, especially if you put it in a proper place.
Yeah, and you know, the way a lot of people make an easy way to save for retirement, and this kind of ties into number seven, but when you set a retirement savings goal, many companies offer a 401k, and it's wonderful. If you're in your 30s and 40s, whatever age you're, you know, or your 20s, whenever you start working, if your company is offering you a 401k retirement program, contribute to that program. It's all done through payroll deductions. You know, when you start talking about trying to save in other ways, you have to find the discipline to do it. But, you know, the easiest way that most people save is in a 401k or an IRA if you're individually employed.
Well, number six was the hardest for me to learn, folks. I had to learn it the hard way. It's just identify a debt to pay off. You know, so I just kept carrying the debt around, and find something I wanted. I had good credit, discharge it, you know, discharge it. And I had to get out of that and do that, stop doing that, and pay down the debts, because interest will kill you. You know, interest rates will kill you on high credit card debt, stuff like that. So you got to watch that. You know, I mean, there's a time of need. You have to do it maybe in time of need. But really, a lot of us tend to do it when we don't need to do it.
Yeah.
And, Gary, I know you're good not to do that, don't you?
Well, sometimes I am, you know. I was taught early on, try to pay your debts off as fast as you can. If, you know, we all buy a house, and there's the story that most people know, we'll try and pay a little bit extra on the principal every month as you can. It saves you untold interest dollars over the period that you're financing that house. So that's definitely one way that you can save.
Absolutely. You got to look at that, folks, and getting out of debt is the first thing they'll tell you to do. But also, don't let it stop you from set aside that savings each month.
Right.
Set aside that emergency fund. We talked about having, they say, a 3-month emergency fund. You got to have an emergency fund set aside, because something's going to happen in your life that you're going to need some money. It happens inadvertently to me. I know it's happened to everybody else.
My son came in the other night, and he's 13 years old. He said, I want a DeLorean. I kind of laughed. I said, you want a DeLorean? First of all, those are beautiful cars, but if you think as a 16-year-old I'm going to buy you a DeLorean, you're crazier than I am. So, but, you know, just make good decisions. And that's part of what we help folks do when they come in and start talking with us. And when we help you put together a financial plan, I call it a course because I'm a boater. Some people call it a roadmap. You can call it anything you want. It's just, it's something that you can say, here's where I want to go, and we make you write it down. When you write it down, it becomes real. When you think about it, it's just a dream in your head.
And it'll become more real if you pick up the phone and make that appointment. You may have been listening to this program for years or months, but it's time to pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for that complimentary consultation. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Y'all always know what I'm going to say, but I like to throw you a curve once in a while. Hey, if you want, just leave us an email. We'll set up a Zoom meeting with you. You don't have to leave the comfort of your house. I promise you we'll have pants on if you've seen the commercials of the Zoom meetings. But Zoom meetings are so easy. You know, instead of having to drive 45 minutes to get somewhere, call us, send us an email. We can set up a Zoom meeting, and you just go to your computer and click on Start Meeting. And it's so simple. You can see us. And, you know, sometimes you feel better when you can see a person when they're talking. So Zoom meetings are so easy. Doesn't cost anything. We can answer your questions there. And,
sure,
of course, don't forget AskJimBird.com.
Laurie, I got to give you another compliment for the show, because every time we're out, any group of people anywhere, my wife will ask them about the show, and every time they say, yes, we listen to the show. We've heard the show.
Good.
So there's a lot of people listening out there, and we're proud of that. And my doctors, I've told you my doctors listen. They've told me they listen. A lot of people listen to the show, and they're not always acting, but when time's right, they may act.
You think they're coming in just to make sure you're going to make another appointment?
That might be, yeah. I need some appointments. I know doctors. But next one, number 7, says earn a 401k match. Now, I don't know how that describes that, earn a 401k match, but if you've got a match, a company has a 401k and they're matching and you're not contributing to it, you're losing money, folks. You got to do it.
That's free money. Take advantage
of it. Money.
It's 100% return. If you've got a 3%, 4%, or 5% match, definitely put in up to the match. But over that, then you have some questions to ask yourself, because this is where we come in. You know, when you're contributing to a 401k, you're contributing in a tax-deferred vehicle, which is wonderful. You lower your annual income, so you lower your potential income tax burden. But if you're under 59 and a half, that money has to stay in there generally until you're 59 and a half, or you incur a 10% IRS early withdrawal penalty. But if you take some of the money that you would be putting in over your match and put it in something different, another savings program, I'm going to say it real plainly, if you put it in a whole life policy that builds cash value, guess what? Well, instead of that money being tied up to your 59 and a half, in a properly constructed insurance program, you may be able to access part of that money before 59 and a half without that penalty, and you may be able to access part of that money without paying a tax penalty. Because if
right.
you pull it out of an IRA, if it's tax deferred and you're under 59 and a half, you're going to incur that automatic 10% penalty, but then you're also going to have an income tax portion where you've got to pay taxes.
And that's one of the restrictions that makes you keep that money there, that you got to leave it there to 59 and a half, folks.
Right.
But some people, that's a hardship to do. Now, the next question, next thing is contribute to an IRA. But yeah, you need to contribute to an IRA if you don't have a 401k, but also that should include Roth. I'd
Absolutely.
Rather see people go to a Roth IRA than I had an IRA, some tax-free money. And that's still a 59.5 restriction, but you've
Correct.
Got an IRA that's tax-free when you take it out. So
exactly.
I like Roth, and people begin to gravitate to Roth now.
And you know, a Roth or... A tax exempt vehicle like a Roth is so important because, you know, we're in the midst of a great debate right now about whether we're going to raise taxes on corporations, whether we're going to raise taxes on people making over $400,000 a year. I've read a couple of articles that say if you believe it's just going to be on people making over $400,000, you're putting your head in the sand like an ostrich. You know, we don't have control over that. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. We do know that our tax reductions that we got in 2017 are going to expire in 2026, and we will go back to our 2017 tax bands and our 2017 tax rates. Now, we're not accountants, we're not CPAs, we're not giving tax advice, but you can pull this information up on the internet. And, you know, tax planning is an important component of financial planning because, you know, we say on the seminars, it's not what you save, it's what you get to keep. And if your tax rates are going to be higher in retirement, which a lot of people think, oh, my tax rates will be lower in retirement because I'll be earning less money and spending less. Well, I hate to give you the bad news. Most people spend almost as much in retirement as they do when they're working. So your income tax bracket is probably going to be the same. So using things like Roth, Jim, that you're talking about, and other strategies where we can reduce or eliminate some potential income taxes in our later years can really add to the success of a financial plan.
Well, remember this, folks, making informed investment decisions, consulting with a financial advisor, and fixing bad credit are among a number of ways to prepare if you're at or near retirement. So come see us, folks, and we'll help you with it. That's what we do, and we'll make sure you got the right vehicles you're investing in, taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free vehicles, and high-earning vehicles.
There are choices, and Safe Harbor Financial Services and Daphne would like to help you make the right ones. So pick up the phone and call for that complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Are we doing any seminars?
We actually are. We're going to schedule some in May. We
okay.
Our problem right now is we're waiting for the restaurants mm-hmm. to give us some dates. If you've been in a restaurant lately and you've noticed service might be a little slow, look at the signs out front. They're almost every restaurant I see has a hiring sign in front of it. So
yeah.
they're having trouble keeping enough employees to give good service. So, you know, sometimes we aren't able to get the space in the restaurant that we want because we take up a pretty good space when we're scheduling a seminar. But we definitely have some seminars in the work for May. We'll post those dates on our website, and we'll also talk about those dates here. Jim, you know, when we talk about retirement, for my dad and for people, I hate to say your generation because you're just a couple of years older than me, but for my dad's generation, there was a very easy formula.
Sure.
And you know it well. I mean, the three-legged stool, that's what worked for people.
That's it. I remember my daddy retiring. He had his pension at U.S. Steel. He retired U.S. Steel. He had his Social Security. And that's what he lived off of until the day he died.
Pensions were great when people didn't change jobs. because the employer was funding the entire pension. They were managing it for the employees. And then when you retired, that was your reward for working for a company for multiple numbers of years. But, you know, when people started changing jobs and moving around, that model just didn't work. And that's when 401ks came out. And a 401k, you know, we all call it a retirement plan. It's actually just a page in the U.S. tax code. It talks about how deferred income is treated and taxed when it comes out of a retirement savings account. So many people, and we still have people that come in with pensions. You know, yeah. They're not completely gone, but it's rare that you find a pension anymore. Now, it's much more common to find a 401k that's offered by a corporation or an individual IRA. And when you retire from a corporation, generally, you have to move that money out. And that's another way we come into play. People come to us and they move their IRAs into strategies that we develop for them.
Well, most plans we see now are called defined benefit plans, Gary. And these people
defined contribution plans.
Yeah, well, it's defined benefit and defined contribution
right.
plan. But people think that, that's the best way to leave money right there because it's company sponsored and it's great and all that. But it's not always fact, folks. You can get a lump sum distribution from that plan and reinvest that money into a better plan. You can do that. We have seen, we have compared plans, and a lot of the plans are better than that.
I think the important thing is you're taking control of that
right.
instead of relying on someone else. We have people come in all the time that have been participating in a 401 or an IRA. They're good plans, but they say, you know, I just don't know if I have somebody to call to ask how should I manage it. And that's one important thing. You know, you need somebody that you know, that you recognize, that you can call and say, hey, how's this doing?
If you've got an old 401k or an old retirement plan sitting out there, you've changed jobs or something, for God's sakes, come see us, folks. Don't leave it there. It's not anybody really managing that plan. Come over there and let's put it somewhere where you can manage it yourself and get a high return on your money. You can control the return of the money. And let's look at that and see what we can do. But come see us. Let us show you what we can do.
Yeah. And you know, let's kind of... One thing I want to leave people with, you know, I don't say we take care of people from cradle to grave, but you know, we do help people with their Social Security and specifically more their Medicare needs. Social Security will help you look at when to sign up, because there's a different time for each person depending on your circumstance. I signed up for my Social Security benefits early, so I have a lower payment for the rest of my life. You waited for a long time to get yours because your benefits increased every year
right.
until you turned 70. So there's a better time for some people to file for Social Security, but also when you reach 65, you have to sign up for parts of Medicare. You don't have to sign up for all of it, but we can help you walk through that maze and give you some information about what different type plans might be best for you.
And also at 66, you can make all the money you want. It won't affect your Social Security. See, that's one thing I was looking at.
Right.
There's a lot of factors involved, and that's why we encourage our radio program listeners to give you a call. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Gaffney, Alabama. Call 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.